Okay, we're studying some of the mysteries of God. Greek word mysterion, which means, all right, a mystery, but what is the definition of the Greek word mysterion? Pardon? All right, a truth unveiled, something that was not previously known, but now is known. So there are a lot of things that nobody in the world knew from the foundation of the world that Jesus Christ has revealed in these latter times. And of course, it behooves us to understand and to know these things because it's given unto you to know the mysteries of God, if so be that you're a born-again believer. Now, we already did the first bullet before Christmas, so we'll start with John chapter 3 tonight. And I did do part of that, but we're going to do a little bit of review. Let's open our Bibles then to John in chapter 3. John chapter 3 and verse number 1. It's a story that I think almost everybody knows real well, but maybe we haven't thought about it real deep. John chapter 3. John chapter 3, beginning in verse number 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, You must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, We speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? Nicodemus comes to Jesus by night, and he knows a few things. He knows that nobody can do the miracles that the Lord's doing except God be with him. Well, he's a little off the beam here, and the Lord will take care of that. God is not with him. He is God. Nevertheless, Jesus gives him a little bit of a lesson here about being born again. And you know, we as fundamental Christians sometimes throw that term around really carelessly. We talk about being born again, but we don't explain to folks what it means. We'll ask somebody, well, are you born again? Well, I'm not sure. Well, sometimes we're not sure either, and we ought to be. Now, this is a mystery. The mystery of the new birth. Now, the Lord said, How come you're a master of Israel and you don't know this? In other words, he's saying, Nicodemus, you should know what I'm talking about, but you don't know what I'm talking about. And when I tell you about earthly things, you don't understand that. How am I going to explain to you spiritual things? Well, you know, as is so often the case in the Scripture, there are hints in the Old Testament about mysteries that are going to be revealed in the New Testament. And sure enough, we run into another one of those here. And if you'll open your Bibles here, we're on the second bullet, by the way, to Ezekiel 36 and 24, we'll see one of the precursors of the new birth. Ezekiel 36 and verse number 24. Ezekiel 36 and verse 24 down to 28. For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. From all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. And ye shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. Now, question. Of what ethnic derivation is Nicodemus? He's a Jew. What's his national origin? He's an Israelite. That's important. The Lord is speaking to him as an Israelite. And he says, Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he can't see the kingdom of heaven. Nicodemus says, huh? What in the world are you talking about? The Lord says, are you a teacher in Israel and you don't know these things? By the way, he was a teacher in Israel. And he knew more about it than he thought he did. Because he doubtless understood this new covenant that God has given to Israel. It's important to understand this. In the book of Ezekiel, in the 24th verse, we have Ezekiel quoting God here. He says, I'll take you from among the heathen. We need to understand who the you here is. Who's God speaking to through Ezekiel? He says, I'll gather you from among the heathen. I'll take you, gather you out of all countries, and bring you into your own land. Who's he talking about here? Sure, he's talking about the nation of Israel. We're not talking about the Christian new birth here. He's talking about Israel. But this is the first time in the scripture that it's clearly addressed. Verse 25, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness and from all your idols, and I will cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I'll give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. When's this going to happen? Ezekiel writes about a particular period in human history, and he addresses it very thoroughly. He's talking about what we call the millennial kingdom. Now, in Ezekiel's day, they didn't know how long it was going to last. By the way, when was that revealed? John reveals it in the book of Revelation, how long that the kingdom is going to last, doesn't he? But the Jewish people knew very well about what we call the millennial kingdom. What's going to happen during the millennial kingdom as far as Israel is concerned? They're going to get all of their land back, which of course means the West Bank. Yes. And the East Bank, they're going to get the entire royal grant that God gave to Abraham. It's huge. When that happens, there's going to be a whole lot of those Middle Eastern countries that aren't going to be there anymore. They tried to take Israel off the map. Wait till they find out what God's plans are. Amen. They're not going to be on the map. So they're going to have that entire royal grant of land which God promised to Abraham and his posterity in perpetuity. God never changes his mind. So tell me, why aren't they there now? Because they disobeyed God and they rebelled against him, and God repeatedly warned them that if they did that, he'd bring a people up against them whose speech they could not understand. There's your stammering lips. Just in case somebody would ask you what that means. And they'd be carried away into Babylon, and they were. And if that were not enough, still they rejected him again. They've been uprooted out of the land. and scattered among the heathen for 2,000 years. And in 1948, the most remarkable thing happened. But there's still something missing. In fact, there's a couple of things missing. One of the things that's missing is they don't have a temple. Do you realize that the great volume of Ezekiel is taken up with describing the millennial temple? But you know they're not going to have it long if they're gathered back together. What do you know about Israel today, politically and religiously? Does anybody know very much about Israel today? The nation that's over there now, that the Palestinians are threatening to throw into the sea. Is somebody going to let me get away with saying Palestinian? Come on. What does the word Palestinian mean? Pardon? No, not Edomites. It's the Edomites that are trying to throw them into the sea. Sure, the land of the Philistines. Has anybody seen a Philistine around lately? No, God wiped them all out. There isn't a Philistine left in the world. So why in the world would they want to call Israel the land of the Philistines? Well, maybe it's because they hate Jews, huh? You don't suppose. 2,000 years and how little things have changed. What do we know about them religiously? Are all of the Jews that live in Israel really all head up to build a temple? No. A whole lot of them are so busy trying to surrender pieces of their country to the so-called Palestinians, they don't care anything about a temple, do they? They're gathered together in unbelief, which is exactly what God said would happen, but that's only the first phase. Before they can have a temple, something's got to happen. Now, they had a temple in the past, didn't they? Did it save them from what has become of them? No, it did not. Why? You see, there's a little problem, and the Jews haven't quite figured it out yet, but if you're born again, you should have figured it out. What's the problem with the human race, Jews included? They leave God out of their life? Okay, let's put it in biblical language. For all have and come short. There's none that does. No, not. Yeah. Man is by nature a rebel. Unless God does something, we're sunk. Yes, God gave them a temple, but they didn't keep it long. Why not? Because he gave them the law, and they didn't keep that either. Why not? Because they weren't able to. None of us are able to, because we're sinners by nature and rebels against God. That's as much true of the nation of Israel as it is of us. And God says to the Jews, saying to Nicodemus there, you know Nicodemus? Except a man be born again, he can't see the kingdom of God. God has a plan for Israel. Most of the world doesn't realize that. That plan is that they're going to be born again. And Ezekiel talked about it here. Now it's a different thing than what we have in the Christian context, and we'll talk about that later, but we can't talk about it tonight because we're going to have the Lord's table. But here's the precursor for it. This was a mystery. The Jews read this and they looked at it and says, huh, what does that mean? You realize that the greatest scholars in the nation of Israel didn't understand the prophetical books. Do you realize that Daniel the prophet himself didn't understand the prophecies that he was writing down? God explained some of those prophecies, didn't he? He explained the great metallic colossus. Daniel understood that that stood for four successive worldwide Gentile empires. So did the four rapacious beasts that were devouring one another. God explained that to him, but when it came down to the little horn, God told Daniel, seal up the book, Daniel. The prophecy's not for a long time, and run along. They didn't understand. They didn't understand this either, but whose fault was that? Do you think the Lord was chiding with Nicodemus? Are you a teacher in Israel and you don't know this? He should have known it, shouldn't he? But he didn't. Isn't that sad? You know, most Americans should know the gospel too, but they don't, do they? just got done celebrating Christmas and they don't have a clue. Whose fault is that? Yeah, it's theirs. It's ours. Well, Israel is going to be born again. Will they be able to keep the law then? Yeah, you bet. Look at verse 27. And I'll put my spirit within you, not upon you now, but within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. It's by the process of the new birth that the Jew receives the power to do what God requires of them under their covenant. They could never do that unless God took the initiative and did this first. You know, that's also true of the Christian new birth. It's also true of us. When we are born again, what happens? God creates us. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature or creation. That's right. All things that are old stay old, and he makes all things new. A new man. And then he also puts within us his spirit. Jesus said, I'll not leave you comfortless. I will come unto you. And he has. On the day of Pentecost, the church began, and it's been indwelt by the Holy Spirit, and we also enjoy the new birth. And here Nicodemus, who should have known more about this than anybody else, the nation of Israel, who should have known about this, they were caught flat-footed. Why? Because it was a mystery. Even though they had it there, it was a mystery. A learned and intelligent man. You know, we ought to be thankful that these things aren't mysteries to us. Look at all the things that we've studied in the course of this study that all of the Old Testament prophets couldn't have even taken a wild guess at. And the Lord Jesus Christ sends the Apostle Paul, and he opens all of these things that have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. And that's a wonderful thing.